The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
That sounds like shit.
Shut up, bro. That's us.
Sorry. All right. It's like one of my favorite deadlift songs.
It's because we're the fucking bulls on parade.
Yeah.
Not the balls on parade.
Bulls on parade!
But we are balls on parade sometimes when it's hot. Sometimes. But right now we're bulls.
Sometimes.
And we're on parade. We had a...
Dude, I am fucking...
We had a good fucking week.
I love the positive attitude because I feel
I'm
fried.
Glad we survived.
Yeah, but you're fried, but don't you feel fucking amped?
I you know what though?
Well, you better get amped.
I mean, we're approaching new horizons.
Doug, slap Adam a couple times in the face. Get him excited.
Whoa. Fucking Doug.
God, he is violent.
I didn't say slap him in the ass.
God. Thank you, sir. Yeah, no, I'm a little wore out, man. That was a lot. You remember you asked me last week, you know, what was going on with me with my, you know, I tend to put, when we put a lot on our plate like that, I get a little stressed out because I want it all to go well, you know, especially when we're doing things that we're performing for other people or we're providing content for others. You know, my personal life, I feel like that's managed and fine, but I had a lot on my plate. And then so did all of us.
Yeah.
And then poor Justin, you know, what he dealt with right before we go out there. So we had quite the week, man.
But a lot of good shit is happening. Well, there is a tide.
Well, let's be honest.
It's coming.
That's what powered through it. If it was just plain red old tide. Work or whatever like that, I mean, God, we're burning the candle at both ends.
First off, we can't talk about it because it hasn't happened yet, but we're talking with a pretty large company, maybe doing something, work with them a little bit. We're not going to talk about that.
We can say, I mean, they're going to know real soon here, right?
Yeah, but it's not done yet, so we probably shouldn't say anything.
Okay.
So basically, without giving out too many details, a douche company wants to work with Adam, put him on the cover, and clean. Stay clean.
Right.
Stay clean.
Arctic
breeze.
People are going to believe
makes me feel fine.
Arctic breeze makes you weak in the knees.
You know, Doug, could you look into trademarking that?
Sorry, I had to do that for Fit Chris. He wanted me to do that like a couple.
What did he ask for?
He was like, dude, I was so bummed you didn't take that to the, you know, that summer breeze song.
Oh, yeah. Arctic breeze?
Like, that was like, So there you go, Chris. That was a shout out for you, my brother.
We need to do a manly Arctic breeze commercial.
Where'd you get that?
Over there.
We have more of those?
Yeah, we got 7-Ups over there.
Do we really?
Yeah, you can hit it up.
Oh, yeah. I need some of the, I'm parched, Doug. Could you get me a drink over there?
You have a huge water jug right next to you.
Yeah, but I'm tired. I mean, that's my fucking second gallon of water. Dude, I want something else in my mouth.
We can arrange that.
Turn off the mics, please. And then.
Yeah, Doug, I wanted a 7-Up, not that.
And then our boy came up salty. And we recorded some shows.
Joe D.
And I will say this.
That guy's an animal.
The guy, so when he's next to you, you could tell he's just a big dude.
I think.
Like, his head is big, his neck is big, his hands are big.
His elbows, his knees.
He's a big fucking dude.
Well, yeah. I think we should.
He's a big dude.
Like, I feel like if you guys, like, hugged each other as hard as you could, that you would be hurt. Because he's a, you know what I mean? He's like a fucking, he looks like a beast.
Well, I kind of feel the need, even though I know we talked a little bit on the episode that will be released.
Definitely
fire. He was spitting hot fire.
You know, when you get a chance to meet with someone, and I got a chance to work out with him too. We hung out for the couple of days that he was here. You can tell he's a natural guy. And you can tell that he's just, he's a badass.
He's just a big dude.
Yeah.
He's a giant person.
Well, and here's the thing. Like when someone takes buttloads of juice to get huge, right? And because he's a 250-pound dude that walks around fucking single-digit body fat. So most people just see that and they go, oh, that can't be natural. You can't be like
right,
that.
Right, right.
But when you look at him, he was born to have that physique. He was built. I mean, his joints, you can see it. You can see how
that's what I mean.
He's big, like his elbows, his knees are. And it can support that kind of weight, no problem. So,
bro, I think he said he weighed 205 pounds when he was like 15.
Yeah.
Lean.
Did he say he was running like at 240 or something, like running back punts and everything when he was in high school?
Freak. Yeah.
Well, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Crushed me.
I liked him and then I hated him.
Yeah.
So. But I know, right? But it was like motivating and then it was deflating all at the same time.
But that was fire. That episode was fire. So I don't know.
No, it was fun. It was fun hanging out with him. He was... Man, it's just like, wow, it's so impressive hanging out with guys like that that just are just animals.
Well, besides that, we're going to sound like we're just sucking him off. But
yeah.
The guy, he's a very intelligent person, a business person. He's a smart guy. He's a very smart guy. And, without sounding too, like a dick, there's not a lot of really smart people in the fitness industry like that. Like, he's just like, if he did something else, he'd be successful.
Oh, no, it's the thing. I'm especially in the bodybuilding fitness icon type world, cover magazine guys. I'm always drawn to those guys when I meet them because they're so rare. I'm around that 24/7.
You're attracted more to the intelligent guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that was in his dating profile.
Yeah. Well, you meet one like that and you're just instantly impressed because, you don't have to be a cover of a magazine guy. You don't have to be smart, and Joe talked about that in his podcast about you do not have to be like the smartest guy in the world to make it on the cover of a magazine. Yeah. Hardworking, and maybe some good genetics as far as the physique goes. So it's rare. More often than not, you meet guys that are kind of dumb-dums that's all they do know how to do is get themselves into shape. And quite frankly, they couldn't tell somebody else how to do it. They just know how to do it for their body from trial and error and just figuring it out for themselves. Right. So
all around cool guy.
Yep.
And then Sunday.
Yeah, the big
Sunday was awesome.
First Mind Pump live performance. Yeah.
You know what? So here's the deal. First of all, so we did it, and initially we put it out as a seminar, and then we said let's make it an episode. Like we're recording an episode. Right. But a lot of the people,
unbeknownst to anybody that was showing up.
Right, so people showing up were thinking kind of seminar or whatever. So then after we're done, it wasn't an episode. It wasn't a Mind Pump episode. It was definitely more, we definitely delivered more of a seminar.
Yeah, it was a live seminar vibe to it, which it wasn't bad. Like, especially going back over and listening to the recording, like, I feel better about it.
Totally.
Not that I was negative about it. It was just that it's so different. Like, we're experiencing something different, so it's almost like when we first started the podcast.
That's exactly what it reminded me of.
It's just like, okay.
Knowledge.
Yeah, we have the chemistry, but it's like, we try and establish ourselves as an authority. And in front of all these people, they didn't even know who we were, except for the few Mind Pump heads that were there. Which, God, I'm glad they were there.
We got a little standing ovation at the end. Yeah. People liked it.
Yeah, but it did. It was too seminar-like. It's pretty much Sal's fault that it went that direction.
It's so funny that you say that. It's so funny you say that. You know why?
These guys were like battling over like...
You know what's funny?
Why it went so dry.
We're done. We're done at the end, right? And Adam's like, oh, you kept talking to the audience. You kept addressing them. You didn't treat it like a show. I listened to the recording. You're the first person to address the audience and continue talking to them. I went and I listened to recording, bro. I listened to it.
Yeah, but I didn't look at him. That's my point.
Okay.
You addressed him. By addressing, I don't mean talking to them. I meant like you stared at them the entire time.
I like to look at people when I
talk
to them.
Well, what I like, what the dynamic that we have.
I picture everybody naked the whole time. I was having a good time.
You did. You saved us, actually. And here's what I told my girl afterward, because she said it was great. She's like, I thought it was great. You guys gave tons of great information. We got a standing ovation. Everybody was super happy. I was disappointed because I have these crazy high expectations for who we are, what we do. We've been doing this now for a while.
Right.
So
I was actually crapped out that night. I was kind of down. That's why I sent you guys those emotional texts.
Yeah. And,
I gave you a virtual massage.
Yeah, you did.
My texts were so stupid. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking.
I should read one of them.
I'm talking to Katrina afterwards.
No, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, don't do that, bro. I'm talking to Katrina afterwards, and she's telling me like, no, I didn't feel like you guys were off or this and that. I said, well, this is how I know we're off, and this also shows you what's so special about the chemistry that we have. is when we get under these mics, when we're here in our studio, and there's no planning, there's no nothing going on. It flows so naturally. I never feel like we're working. I literally feel like we're just communicating and talking amongst each other.
Right.
Now, when we were up there, I felt the need to talk. I felt like I had to speak up at certain times. And I blame that on Sal because he talks as much or more than I do. So I kind of lean in on him and expect him to carry that load sometimes. And then Justin pulls through like he always does, which is making sure he's got zingers in there and his one-liners and his bits of info when he feels that need to speak himself, where I felt like I kept having to talk and I didn't want to. And anytime I feel like I love to talk. So anytime I feel like I'm talking more than I want to, I know something is off. You know, and I was teasing Sal, like it was like it's not like his fault. I could hear the nerves in my voice. I could hear the nerves in everybody's voice when we first started. But
the first 5 to 10 minutes, and then we got comfortable. But we remained in
seminar mode,
which is not bad. I mean, that's the audience got a great seminar. But we thought, hey, let's record a show. Let's make it like a show with an audience.
Right.
And so I think moving
forward, it was kind of a hybrid. It was like, yeah. It wasn't quite one thing or the other.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. I mean, look.
But it's still, yeah. I guess the audience responded well to it.
Yeah, and the more of them we do,
yeah,
the better we're going to get. And right. I think if we advertise it, Doug had a great point. He said
had a great intro, by the way. It was amazing.
The best intro.
Here's where I see it, okay? After you guys gave the explanation, I see it as, you know, he did this whole process. He hypes the crowd. You hear it in the recording. We get into it, and then we killed it. We killed the momentum.
Yes.
It was like, tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Justin, play something. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It was like playing, I don't know, it felt like I was playing in front of the library or church.
No,
or something.
You listen to Doug's intro, God. And then the music and us coming out, and it's like, I'm hyped listening to it. I'm like, yeah. And then our first 5 minutes, like, womp, womp.
I know.
we were in seminar mode, but I think.
Nutrition. Hey, guys.
Doug made a good, he made a good point. He says the next ones we do, we need to advertise as such. Like, come, you know, be the audience and witness a live recording of Mind Pump, not have a come do a Q&A nutrition or anything like that.
Can I also tell, like, just and Adam kind of brought it up for a second, like, what happened to me, like, going into that?
I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about that, but
yeah, it's not.
I mean, that really,
I had a scare. So let's just say that I had to go to the ER because something happened with my son. And it was very, very scary, and it was, like, not fun at all. That was, like, really early in the morning, and so... It was the morning of, and so I was just totally shaken by that. And then, like, you know, everything's cool, you know, so, you know, we're thankful for that. But, yeah, to go from that and then switch gears and then kind of try to be entertaining, have something intellectual to say, and, like, it was just really, like, a stretch for me, so... Yeah, I just pulled that out of my ass, but I totally leaned on you guys because really, though, it helped me, though, because coming here, it was like it changed the vibe for me. I was able to escape that, you know, that thought for a while,
that stress.
And just be like, you know, enjoy hanging out with you guys and whatnot. But it was just like, man, that was like I needed any more stress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
But the whole week in general, just the momentum of where, you know, what's happening kind of with Mind Pump. Mm-hmm. It feels like shit's about to blow up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's stuff that's in the works, possibly now with Joe. There's stuff that we got going on with the supplement company. We just hit it big with OTF. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on for all of us. You know, there's a lot of work for Doug. You know, Doug's got a lot of work for Doug that he's got to do.
I mean, speaking of Doug,
was a hero.
There was a little fan on the Instagram page.
Dude, Doug's getting
talking
long.
About how Doug is so rad.
I'm
like,
she wrote a whole paragraph. People notice that, though. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times it goes, you know, he goes unsaid.
Well, I feel like people are figuring out that the three of us are idiots, and somehow this all stays organized and professional and sounds clear. So they're like,
right.
How the fuck do these three idiots actually do so well, and how are they so successful? There's got to be somebody.
We have a cat wrangler.
Yeah,
we have a cat wrangler.
There is.
Kitten Whisper.
But yeah, there was a girl. There was a little female fan there. You know, Doug is so rad, super rad, and she kept saying
you
that.
You guys
two
talk
times
about and, it, and so we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you know, originally we were going to do that whole dating thing with him. So that I'm like, dude, why should we do that? Why don't we just pluck it straight from our fan base, dude?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that'll be a much better date for you anyways.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody that gets it.
He's too busy, though. You know, he's got a lot of work to do.
He does. He does. No dating for Doug for a little while. Not until we sign some big contracts and we have some vacation
time. We'll send you really good porn sites and stuff like that. Adam will hook you up with a little hand job here and there.
Yeah. Right.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. I gave him a couple assistants while he was working there. He had a cute little mic girl running around for him and had someone running.
I thought you gave him the Dutch rudder. Do you know what the Dutch rudder is?
No.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell us?
So it's. What was that movie? What movie did I see it from? Something and Something Make a Porno. What's that movie?
If it's anything like the Dutch oven, I don't want a part of it.
Zach and Miri or something like that make a porno? Anyway, Dutch oven. What was it? The Dutch rudder. So you're jerking yourself off, but another dude is holding your arm and helping you. So he's not giving you a hand job. It's just assistance.
What in the hell?
And it's all cool.
I love all these terms for these like obscure things. Right? Oh, it's my favorite.
And you know someone's tried it.
Like,
you know,
docking?
No, I hope not. Don't add Come that, on, Justin. Let's don't go there. That's right, gross. Right. Look that up in Urban Dictionary.
What did he say?
Look it up.
Nothing.
I want to hear him say it.
Docking.
Docking.
Docking?
Yeah.
Like he's docking a boat?
He literally cannot explain it on air. It's so disgusting.
It's gross.
Wow. It's that. Yeah,
it's bad. So bad.
Yeah. Oh, I'll have to do this for the audience.
Now I intrigue.
You guys continue docking here. I'm going to have to figure out docking.
Trust me. You don't want to.
It's great.
Do I spell it just like docking a boat?
Probably.
Why don't you look at images, see if you can see what this is.
I will.
It's like that's like that time that I was watching Tosh.0 and he like got the whole audience to see two girls in a cup.
Oh.
I was like, why is everybody having such a crazy reaction to
this?
So
you looked it up?
So I looked it up, and I just thought,
dude, that starts off so normal, and you're like, oh, well, this is okay. Like, and then,
God, no.
You know, can you think of something before that I feel like that's what kicked off the whole viral thing, right? Like, do you remember what was bigger than that before that got shared on YouTube that everybody knew about it?
It wasn't on YouTube.
Yes. Two Girls in a Cup.
Was not on YouTube.
Not on YouTube.
Have you ever seen it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's disgusting. It was YouTube.
No. YouTube
doesn't do porn.
Doesn't show
stuff.
Porn. No. Yeah. No, dude.
No, it was on.
You're trying YouTubing two girls like
yes, bro.
It's not on YouTube.
You're not looking. He's looking that one up.
Trust me, you will not see any nudity.
You just got 5 viruses on your phone.
Yeah.
It's Apple. Mm-hmm. Apple doesn't get viruses
when they're that strong. Mm-hmm. Those viruses have herpes.
So while he's looking up what he's going to look up, we should do a manly commercial of Arctic Breeze.
Two girls, one
a manly
cup.
One.
Yeah, Arctic Breeze.
Arctic Breeze.
Do you like your ass to be cool?
Try shoving this up there and give it a whirl.
Clean, cool booty, Arctic Breeze. Yeah.
You'll fart musk.
This is pulling up all kinds of disgusting stuff.
Yeah, let's not do that on there. That's horrible.
Yeah, this is really gross.
Did you guys work out today?
No.
I know who didn't work out.
Yeah, you
know, Adam.
Because I'm grouchy.
Yeah.
If I can't work out on a Monday, I picked up extra classes to teach today.
He's got a case of the Monday.
I don't, you know, isn't that crazy how important that is for all of us? Like, I seriously have to work out because of that. It's like my meditation time. If I don't get it, and Monday's like, for me, I feel like the most important time to do that. It's the beginning of my week. I got to get a good lift in. Normally, this would have been a nice, good squat day for me and then start my week off right. Now, I didn't. And now I feel like I'm behind. And then tomorrow I'm up at the crack of dawn to start my day. So I'm already going to be tired. And my Tuesday, Thursday work are always hindered a little bit because I don't have very much energy because I've been going so early. So it's like,
Yeah. I had a good workout. How about you, Justin?
Yeah, I had a good workout. It was a long one. I just squatted the whole time. That was it.
As if your ass needed to get bigger. It's a powerful ass.
I need a big.
You know
big,
what else is funny?
Ass.
You know what I just realized? Adam does a few things backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
my hat?
No. Your hat's backwards. You wash your hands.
Like jerking off.
Then you pee. That's backwards. And then the whole, the whole pull-out method.
You're going to go there.
It's so weird.
I didn't think you had the balls to go
it's
there.
It's so weird.
I did not think you had the balls to go there.
It's a strange, the weirdest thing I've ever heard of my life.
It is.
Wow, because we talked somewhat about this off air, and you guys, I had no idea we were going to bring this into conversation.
I thought Sal did not have the balls to talk about the whole pull-out
You don't want to talk
thing.
About it?
Wowzers.
Oh, bring it, bro. Bring it.
It's a strange... You got to explain it to me because
Why don't you explain? Do you think it's strange? I think it's very normal.
No. You might shatter
everybody's paradigm again with this. Yeah. You're on a roll lately, so you might as well.
It's how you use a condom.
This is how he uses a condom and go.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
it's so weird.
It's with my girl that I've been with for 5 years.
Oh yeah, no, of course. Okay, we know that.
So obviously these rules are different because you wouldn't go out banging random girls and applying.
No, this is not some wizardom right now.
Someone would be telling that.
That would defeat the actual major purpose of what a condom does.
My girl's gonna kill me for this one right here. So
I actually think it's nothing
that she should be ashamed of. I think it's very cool that she's actually never used birth control. She's never wanted to take any sort of hormones or mess with that. And I love that. I think it's smart. I'm not a fan of birth control. I mean, I'm a fan.
If you're with someone steady and you're safe and all that stuff, then why?
So, ever. So she's never had in her life, you know, so like she's never messed with her hormones like that. So I think that's a very smart decision.
Yeah, I know some women, you know, friends of the, you know, family members who've had, it took them a while to get back to normal after going off birth control. So then the guys were asking me,
well, then how the hell do you not, you've never had a kid or this or that? Well, I used a rubber. And then they say, you used a rubber? And I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, they made a big old scene. Sal was just thinking it's just ridiculous that I do that. And then he says to me, why don't you pull out? And I said, what do you mean, why don't I pull out? And he goes, why don't you, why would you wear a rubber? Why wouldn't you just pull out? It's just almost as effective as you wearing a rubber. And I'm just like,
I can't believe we're talking about this.
So I'm thinking to myself, okay, I think I'm not weird, but obviously he thinks I'm weird in this situation. I think he's weird because I do personally, once I'm in, I don't want to come out. And I most certainly don't want to come out and then jerk myself off. I think, or else I feel like that.
You don't want to do the porn guy move?
No, dude. And so I think that is just, that's weird to me. And he's just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Oh, pull out. You definitely pull out. Bro, I love to watch it. I like to see
sprinkler.
The pull out.
You don't do the sprinkler?
Hold on. The pull out. If used properly, they just came out with studies. If used properly, look at me and my wife, since we got married, hasn't been on birth control. We've had our kids and it's planned. Exactly, we know. Boom, one shot.
Okay,
pregnant.
Well, yeah, well, that's great, but I still find, to me, the best part is the climax, and I don't like my climax interrupted. When it starts, I want to enjoy every last few seconds or minutes that it could possibly last, and I most certainly don't. I don't want to interrupt it with pulling out and then finishing the job myself.
So you use Adam sex is pulling it out. Yeah,
he pulls it in. So every time that's what you do. Then that's expensive too.
It is expensive.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not
if you don't do it that much.
Well, no, and it's enough to be expensive. Yeah. So it's it's not like I wear it the entire time. I mean, I don't know what. This is the strange part. Well, I don't know. This is the weird part. This is the part that Sal thinks is weird. I don't think it's weird. I don't know. See, I've never been married, so I don't know if like your sex sessions drop down to only like 5 to 10 minutes long or not. But mine are normally like at least 45 minutes to an hour and a half long. The one I have sex, so
make love.
So does that? I don't know. If that, does that change when you get married? Is it no longer 45 minute hour sessions?
Depends if your kids are up or not.
Okay, so like for my, for me, it's once.
Or if it's been a few days to weeks, months. No, just kidding.
So, and I'm a Scorpio. So as a Scorpio, I'm a pleaser by heart. So you know, I'm gonna.
I love it when you drop science.
So,
my horoscope says.
Yeah,
keep going.
Yeah. So. I'm going to please for at least 45 minutes to an hour until she's like totally tired of getting pleased. And then at that point,
I'm going, all right.
See, I'm so glad I brought this
you
up.
Established it.
This is great.
Yeah. And then at that
you're at your best when you talk
at
like
that point, I say, honey, could you hand me one of the gold coins? And she does. And then I put it on and then.
So the majority of the sex, let's just explain this. The majority of the time you're doing it.
How long
no
does that
condom.
Take?
Yeah.
Then you put it on at the end to finish.
You're planning your
that's just
your money shot.
It's so backward. It's so weird. Like nobody does that.
No, it's not. See,
most people
you have been married
use the condom the whole time, and then they pull it off at the end.
Like he's catching fish.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's got the net. It's all like, okay, we got it close to the boat.
Yeah.
All right, here it comes. Put it in. Scoop it.
You know, it's
and it's a trophy.
What's crazy for me right now is that you guys think it's so weird. So I don't even have a great analogy for you. I will by the end of this radio show. I will have a very good analogy for you why this just makes more sense. Why I do it the way I do. I just think that you're just you. It's just way over your head because you've been married for so long. So you just think that there's one way or the other way. But for me, it makes complete sense to be able to have sex for 45 minutes to an hour. I get to enjoy the feeling of what it's like to be inside.
No, that's fine. Yeah, nobody's arguing that.
And then
here's the part that's weird.
When I want to come,
right?
I don't want to pull out and jerk off.
But you pull out, open the wrapper, roll it on, and then go at it again.
Yes.
And then finish.
Yes. Yeah. And that way
process right there just seems like a
you
know,
well,
you
like you're
like
into
the brakes.
It.
Yeah, it's
no,
just like,
and let's be honest. I mean, it can be
when the rubber hits the road,
especially when it was probably the first time that I was ever probably starting to do this. But I'm fucking 34 years old, so I've been doing this for a really long time. So you know, I've got some pretty smooth strategies that you know she could be mid orgasm. I've already slid that sucker on. She has no idea. You know what I'm saying? So like, I mean, you got to be able to do multitasking.
You probably real good like dexterity with those fingers. Yeah. Too.
I think we're not gonna call you the wizard anymore. You're gonna be the magician.
Yeah, you are a magician.
I don't even really need any hands. I don't even really need hands to put it on. Yeah. You know? Yeah. No. So it's not that tough. I've trained myself to do that for a long time, so it's not hard for me. And don't, when I say I don't like to pull out, and it's not like I've never pulled out and jerked off on someone's back or whatever like that. I mean, it's not.
Experienced that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every guy has.
Yeah, like what's that guy's name?
Everybody needs to do at least one or two money shots in their lifetime. Everyone needs to do a shot on the back, Superman. Everyone needs to do all these
Spider-Man
moves. Yeah, these moves are essential to growing up in a manhood. Sticky. But once you've done it, you start to learn things that you like and you don't like. And I don't like pulling my shit out halfway through an orgasm and then masturbating because that, to me, I feel like...
Man, you got
to
be fast, though. And then you know what I mean?
Yeah. No,
well, if you were to do that, you would have to be
fast. It is like your NASCAR analogy, right? You got your own pit crew hands going at it.
Sex to me is more like dancing. There's more of a rhythm and it's more smooth and it's like it's not like that. It's not
You make it out before the green flag.
When you guys talk about it, I picture like humping like a rabbit super fast and then you pull out real quick and you got to run over and you run. No, it doesn't work that way, dude. It's smooth. It's like, I can be kissing on my girl's neck while I'm reaching into the drawer.
Let me tell you something right now, bro. I could make love to you, bro. You'd fucking cry. That's how good I am. Okay, and you don't. And we're not even into that. You know what I'm saying? But you would cry, bro.
I believe you would that. Cry. I would.
You would cry.
Because you hold his hair and look right.
Because I'd punch you in the eyeball. It would get real weird real fast.
I can't believe you brought that up.
Huh?
I can't believe you brought that up.
Why?
Oh my god.
Because I didn't think you would want to go that way.
Why not? I mean, that's a great topic because it's so weird.
Yeah.
But again, you go to the beat of a different drum or something like that?
That's just it, though. Like
of his own drum.
Like again, I feel like you're going to get converters, is what I'm saying.
You know what's funny? Every time, here's what happens. I fucking hate this.
Oh my God.
It makes me angry. Every time I make fun of Adam about something, you know, fucking washing his hands before taking a piss, wiping his butt with smelly, you know, like beautiful, like pretty smelling, you know, wipes. We get a shitload of like messages.
Conversions.
Everybody's like, that's a great idea.
It's just like when he posted, he posted the other day this.
And then I feel like an idiot.
The gayest of gay
pictures my God.
Ever. And we're like, check this guy out, guys. I'm going to get so many funny comments. Everybody's like, oh my God, it's so artsy.
What a nice picture.
Wow. Looks so great and awesome. You look really good.
The only
people that hated on me were my own buddies.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Dude.
Nobody's gonna hammer you for this.
You were naked in a swing.
Yeah,
but your feet are
chains,
shackled with
like
a chain
on your legs.
They're chained to you, and then you have this look on your face, like
nobody's gonna say something.
Like you have a very content, relaxed, like you just farted face, like and everybody loved it.
I'm ripped right now, but you know, I'm swinging.
He continues to prove how wizardly he is, and he's bulletproof.
It's interesting.
We can't break through the. We can't. I can make fun of you all day long, and it just bounces back to me. I'm not going
to
do it anymore.
I'm really curious to see how
sparkly fairy dust.
I'm very interested to see how this one goes because I find your guys' ideology in this is quite weird to me.
The pull out?
Yeah.
Pull out method's been around for thousands of years.
Oh, I'm not saying so has been washing your fucking hands after you go piss, too. I think it's still stupid.
You know what?
I still think it's just because it's been around. Hey, just because all the majority doesn't mean necessarily mean it's right. Sometimes it means all the majority, all the fools are on the same side.
I have always pretty much washed my hands before taking
unless
a picture.
You
but
shake
I wash
it
my hands.
You get pee.
But
all over
I will
yourself.
Say this now. That's yeah,
a, that is an exception
you,
rule.
You have to. Yeah. Count
if you ever
that.
Catch me washing my hands after I pee,
that's
you know
it,
that I
though.
Pissed on myself.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, dude. That hole sometimes has a mind of its own. Right.
Yes.
Whoa! Hey, left field.
Or sometimes you shake it too soon before you're not done peeing, and
right?
it gets on your hand. So then you got
a little sex stick.
Yeah, that's
right?
different.
That's or a thing.
You talk about the dribble and the post pee dribble.
Post pee dribble.
God damn it!
Oh man,
that's the worst.
Yeah.
Especially
sneaks
as you get older.
Up on you right when you one more shake.
That's why I think
should have done one more shake.
Well, I also think too. They say you three shake any more than three shakes and you're considered playing with yourself. I'm just like, dude, it takes more than
you're
three
obviously
shakes.
Not a man.
Yeah, because it takes more than three shakes for me to.
No, you gotta shake. Then you gotta
shake.
Then you gotta squeeze.
And you squeeze
and then
shake.
Not squeeze with your hand.
Then
like
you
squeeze,
go left.
Like
right,
squeeze
left,
with
right,
your
left.
What is that? Your prostate. You're just trying to squeeze out more and then shake, squeeze. You gotta do this a few times because then otherwise you get the post pee dribble
in
which,
your underwear, right. which really sucks.
Which is stupid.
And then you gotta windshield wiper it like left to right on each side.
Yeah.
I think I got it. But I got everywhere.
You know what's funny about this conversation?
What?
It's 100% true.
Right?
None of this is made up.
I know.
Everybody does a windshield wiper.
I just
because you
and then ding dong. Every time.
Do you do the Chinese drums at the end?
No.
You remember? No. Oh. Remember Karate Kid when they have the little drum that they spin in their hands? And you take it's like a helicopter move.
Now I know why Justin makes those noises when he's in the stall next to me. I was wondering what he was doing before I was here.
We thought you were just slapping your leg a few times with your hands.
No.
Now we know.
See?
There's some meat there. Now we know what was happening.
There,
hey, never fails. Mind Pump always delivers some great, valuable information.
Yeah, so very, very good information. So the Fridays. So what's going on Fridays? Are we going to try working out together Fridays?
Well, Justin and I have been doing that for a
Voltron.
While.
Have you guys been meeting every week
we
on Fridays?
We just call them Voltron workouts.
Almost every Friday.
You guys have been meeting every Friday?
That's where almost my gains have been coming from.
You make it sound like we've never invited you. Every time we have.
Yeah. You know what I feel like?
I
feel like that kid that you invite... because you feel bad, but then you're like happy that he didn't show up.
That's all.
I don't really feel.
Bro.
I don't feel like you're sincere with your invitation.
It's in your head.
Not at all.
Nobody wants to work out with a guy that's stronger than him. You know what I mean? So
maybe that's why you don't want to work out with us.
That's what I'm thinking too, bro.
So,
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
I think you're getting nervous. That's why you want to come watch our workouts. You're like, you know what? Fucking Adam is making gains on that deadlift. I better go see what he's doing over there with Justin.
No,
they must be doing something over there.
No, let me. I already have it.
They must be doing MAPS 2.0 over there.
Here's
MAPS 2.0 going on over at Functional Core Fitness.
Let's just look. Here's the strategy. First of all. Now that I've taught you everything I know, it's okay. Okay, I'm happy with that. Yeah. But then the second thing is that the second you match me, then I'm going to go to the pound for pound number. So I've got all these layers that you have to break through. As soon as you can match me, then I'm going to be like, oh, but pound for pound.
I know. I'm going to have to deadlift by like 100 pounds more than you before I get the credit.
So I figure I'm going to win. I figure I'm going to win the whole time. No, but you know why I want to work out there? Because I love it. It's got all the fun shit. Because
Ben Zorn's there?
No, I'm talking about the NorCal. Does he work out there?
That's where he is.
He doesn't work out
there.
Oh,
he works there.
He should work out there. Let's throw him in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Build some serious muscle.
He only trains out there. He doesn't work out there.
Get him in there. I only see him training in there. Yeah, he hasn't been working out there.
Dude, pushing the sled was fun.
Yes.
Fun. Yeah. But exhausting.
Yeah, bro.
And it's
I
a
told
weird.
You, and
it's yeah. a weird kind of exhaustion. Like you'd push the sled all the way down, back. How long is that? Anyway, how long is that?
It's about, 40 yards?
Is it 40 yards?
Yeah.
So you go 40, 40, and 40 back. So you're doing 80 yards. How much weight did we have on there?
Not much.
Not much. Yeah. I told Justin not to go heavy with you.
Dude,
I said, hey, go, don't.
But the thing is different, though.
Don't break sound the very first time.
I'll push more than you on the sled, bro.
Oh,
I knew that's what was
going to
happen.
I'll tell you what, whatever you push,
whatever, dude.
Then I'll have you stand on it and I'll push that too.
That was at the very end of the workout too, though.
No,
it was.
But you
exhausting.
Push the sled back and forth, and you don't feel tired when you're doing it. You're just like and then you stop.
Yeah,
and then you get, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You can't
just
breathe.
Like kettlebell swings for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do heavy kettlebell swings.
And I got a nice little quad pump at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a lot of stuff you do if you were an athlete growing up. You do stuff like that.
What do you mean?
mm.
Let's athletics. All talk shit to each other today.
That's what's happening now.
Can we be friends now?
Yeah.
Let's say something nice. See, that's you have to say one nice thing about each other before we continue, because I feel like we went a little too far with the shit.
Oh, we did. We.
I have something.
Somebody's feelings get hurt.
I have something very sweet to say about you guys regarding the Orange Theory thing,
okay.
And even because I think I was the harshest on us about it sucking and that we weren't as good, because I'm like that.
Before you do that, let's talk about Justin's fart before going out there. My God.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Oh, that's right.
That was epic.
We're in the office. We're getting ready to get called out by Doug, right? And Doug's doing the whole getting everybody excited to call Mind Pump crew out, and we're in a small little glass office, maybe 8 by 8
he fogged up the glass,
and we're doing our power pose, our arms are up in the air, we're all stand up tall,
taking in deep breaths.
Deep breaths. And Justin
no, we didn't hear it.
You guys are so dramatic. It's not how it went down.
We didn't hear it. We're sitting there.
I just bombed one, and then you guys were talking awful. And then you're just like, some in the air, huh?
What's weird is I tasted it before I smelled it, which is strange. I felt like I was chewing the air. I was like, why is the air chewy?
Why is it thick?
And then it hit.
It's the brown particles.
And it was
Has this grin on his face, right?
No, actually, Justin laughed for about 5 minutes straight. He was so pleased with himself.
It was so funny.
It was good.
It was great.
All right, so go ahead and say something nice, Adam.
Yeah. You ready for my compliment?
Yeah.
So like I said, I was I'm pretty hard on us with the whole seminar and everything like that, because I have high expectations of us as a team, and I know
lowered expectations.
And I do know that it reminded me of our first podcast, which even when we first did that, we were excited about it, but we knew that it's going to get so much better when we get more comfortable. But the thing that's really cool, so, and this is what's neat, is here I am saying that, oh, wasn't that good, this and that, everybody standing ovation, people said it was awesome. And one of the things that I love about both these guys is that, you know, I can be off. And typically this is how it works for me. I'm the solo guy. When I'm running my own business, I'm doing my own thing, doing my own seminars, doing stuff like that. I'm going to carry my own. And sometimes I'm great and sometimes I'm not so great. And sometimes what's neat is we always seem to pick each other up some way or another, you know, and that's very, very unique. And shit, I've never had that. I've never been
like, you feel comfortable knowing if you're not doing your best,
yeah,
that it's going to be okay.
That, yeah, one of you two,
right,
is going,
I'm the same way, feel the same way about
is,
you guys.
Is going to pick the slack up. And that's why too, I actually had known. It's weird that we sounded kind of nervous on our voices when I heard it, but
you know,
I didn't
what?
Feel nervous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No one else.
I don't think anybody was nervous.
No, nobody at the seminar would think we're nervous, except for the hardcore Mind Pump listeners who know what we sound like when we're totally relaxed.
Yeah.
Right.
But nobody there would have thought we were nervous. And I didn't feel nervous. And you guys didn't feel nervous.
No.
We were fucking pumped.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I felt like I was going to get a fight. Like, oh, let's do it. You know, I felt excited.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah. So I think that I definitely think that's really cool. I think it's very unique to have found that in two other men that are in this industry, and so unique that we're all so different. So, I mean, I think that's so special, and it's so rare, and it's such a nice feeling for me, because I do. I don't feel like I'll ever be nervous or ever worried. I always feel like, you know what, if there's something I can't answer, I know one of these two knuckleheads will always be able to pick up and answer where it's at, because between the three of us, there's not really much that we don't know in the fitness industry. It's,
right.
It's pretty wild.
That's right.
It's pretty cool.
But the thing that I'll tell you what I like the most is that I know no matter how good something goes, we could kill it. We could all agree that we kill it.
Yeah, we still want to improve.
We want to get better.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not the only one that feels that way. Normally, I am super like critical and like, no, I got to work on this. And if I've worked with other people in the past, and they would get annoyed with me for being that way. Like, come on, man. Can't you just, you know, and I'll be like, no, I want to do. But you guys are the same way. Like, we're all like, no, we got to do this. We got to do that. We got to improve in this area. Let's do it again. But next time we're going to do it, we're going to do it even better. And I like that, because I feel like I'm not pushing everybody else. I feel like I'm being pushed on top also. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm being motivated also, which normally I'm the motivator.
Yeah.
I'm always the motivator. And if it's good to feel motivated by other people.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. It's a comfort level. I feel like it is. It's totally like a security in the fact that I know that you guys are going to be on point, you know, and it reminds me a lot of when I was on my high school football team, as nerdy as that is, like everybody on that team was solid. Like going into game day, you're just like, dude, we're going to fucking murder everybody. And I feel the same way. And I hadn't felt it like since then, really, because if you look to your left and look to your right, you know, if there's any weakness, it creates this anxiety. And I have zero anxiety going into anything with you guys. And that's just like, that's like that level of confidence that, you know, will take us to levels that I don't even know, you know, and I feel that way. I really do. So,
I mean, to paint the picture, like I've given seminars up, down, left, right, but I've never given seminars with headphones on, a mic in front of me, you know, the lights and all this kind of stuff. Most time, I would assume that I would feel kind of like scared going into it. I felt pumped. If anything, after we were done, although we wanted to do better, the first thing we said was, oh my God, I can't wait till we do like an auditorium. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have like 500 people.
Well, I was telling Katrina, you know, I don't know how many total, but probably somewhere roughly between, I've probably done between 30 and 50 seminars in my fitness career where I've held an audience or gone to companies or whatever, where I've had to put on some sort of a nutrition seminar or something related to fitness. And to be quite, be honest, I'm always a little nervous, which I have always been able to, you know, thrive off of that because I'm an athlete and I like that feeling when you're getting ready to go to a sport and a game, that little nervous energy right. that you have. But, you know, and this whole thing that we, like you said, spotlight was on us. We have this huge audience.
We had sitting, a camera recording
yeah,
us.
Yeah, cameras recording us. Yeah. You got every, you know, this huge, you know, introduction.
And I swear, dude, that crowd, like, is I love them for being there and everything, but there was like not many people who had even listened to us before. So yeah. It's like we're winning over a whole group of people that have never even heard us talk before.
Well, let's be real. So, okay. Let's be real.
Think about if we had a crowd of like, all pump heads that we say, hey, you know, we're going to this place and like all you guys listening right now, you know, get tickets and then, you know, let's see what happens. We'll murder that.
Totally different because I'll tell you why. Like if we had the conversation we just had about your backwards condom usage.
Exactly.
Like if I brought that up in that crowd.
Yeah, that would have been really awkward.
Set the house on fire.
Half the crowd would have walked out.
Yeah.
Even as much as Doug prepped them and told them how we're the Howard Stern of fitness, this and that. They would have shit themselves because I'm looking at them. And even when we said shit or fuck that one time, you could see on their faces, they were like, oh, it's uncomfortable in here. So that's why I said the next one we do, it's got to be like, we're going to advertise it to the pump heads, to Mind Pump, freaking Nation, and tell people it's a show. You're just going
to
be sitting.
People.
You're just going to be sitting and watching a show. You're not even going to be.
What did you think about that when I dropped the F-bomb? I felt like it was necessary. I'm like, you know what, dude?
I loved it because I didn't know if we were actually at the point where any one of us was going to do it. And I was like, oh, good. At least we got one in there.
You know what's funny? People that listen to Mind Pump probably think that we talk like this all the time. We have very professional personas.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
When we're in situations where we're talking and we need to be professional, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, right now, we sound like
bunch of boring
executives.
Nerds.
Yes.
Yeah,
like,
boring
exactly. Like we could turn it on and just be. And I've had to do that. We've had to do that for so long because we're like
in
the business side of fitness.
Yeah.
This is not how we talk most of the time.
That is such a great point. And this is actually what I thought was.
Although this feels
is the
better.
Therapy is how we see it.
Well,
right?
Fuck everyone.
Yeah,
and shitty balls. Yeah.
That's when you wipe from back to front.
I really feel like that was the number one reason why it actually was kind of weird. If it wasn't because we were nervous, it wasn't really because of all this stuff going on. It was because it was different. It was different. It wasn't like being in here. It wasn't like us being able to just say whatever. In the back of all of our minds, we were cautious.
Dude, it's
in the back of all of our minds, you know. You know, no one wanted to say F-bombs. No one wanted to talk about condoms and vaginas and weird, crazy stuff.
There was
like
a baby in the audience.
There was a baby.
It was a baby. It was like,
adorable. Adorable.
Really
baby.
Cute kid.
Really cute baby.
And there's some, you know, elder gentlemen in the front that I kept making eye contact with. And I'm like,
yeah, I saw them.
I just kept kind of scanning the crowd and like, it was just like a lot of silver heads going around, and I was just like
a lot of notes, a lot of notes.
Lots of people taking notes.
Taking
that's
notes.
Great.
It's just
why it turned into seminar mode.
You know what's funny? So at the end of it, a lot of people were downloading Mind Pump who were not pump heads. This is going to be the first episode
they're going to shit their pants.
They're going to hear this episode and be like, "What the fuck? Who are these guys?"
Oh my god!
Sorry
about that.
This is who we are.
Yeah.
Well,
we talk about.
Well, we're those other guys too, but. You know,
yeah,
this is really us.
I like these guys.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.